This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back on the campaign trail as Democratic presidential candidates prepare for Super Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now leads the pack after winning a tight race over Mayor Pete in New Hampshire's primary. When it comes to winning New Hampshire in the 2020 general election, Trump 2020 campaign secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News the president has his eyes set on New Hampshire.
We lost this state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota.
With the nation's attention on the coronavirus, the less flashy flu season has picked up steam again, causing a large number of infections in 47 states. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC. The latest numbers from the CDC show that flu activity in the United States remains high and widespread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The case against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein continues. With an update, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Harvey Weinstein supposedly wanted to testify at his rape and sex assault trial in New York City, but his lawyers said no to that. Now the disgraced movie mogul's defense team has rested its case. It's preparing closing arguments expected tomorrow. Weinstein's lawyers took just 3 days to call witnesses in an effort to raise doubts about his accuser's claims.
A man long suspected of exploiting and manipulating his daughter's college friends is in jail on Wednesday. 60-year-old Lawrence Ray was arrested and charged with sex trafficking, money laundering, extortion, and forced labor. Jeffrey Bierman is an attorney with the Southern District of New York.
Ray directed his victims to obtain money for him by other means, by draining their parents' savings, and worse, forced labor and prostitution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former actor is facing new charges after lying to police about an alleged hate crime. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A Cook County, Illinois grand jury indicted actor Jussie Smollett on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making false reports to police about an assault last year. The indictment comes after a 6-month investigation by Special Prosecutor Dan Webb. The former Empire cast member told police he was confronted a year ago by 2 masked attackers who poured a chemical substance on him and wrapped a rope around his neck. Doubts about his story led to the arrest of 2 men who said they were paid to perform a fake attack.
A poodle is on top of the dog show world. Sibba, a standard poodle, was crowned the best in show on Tuesday at the 144th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the 5th win ever by the standard poodle breed and the first since 1991. Gail Bisher with the Westminster Kennel Club explains why Sibba is a top dog.
Well, when she goes around the ring, she has effortless gait, and it just shows her power and her beauty and her strength, and I think the judges couldn't deny her. And then when you get your hands on the dog, although there's this beautiful coat, once the judge really feels her body under that coat, he has a wonderful surprise that she really is a
muscular,
strong, athletic standard poodle.
Fisher speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We come to you live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information, all the information you need to know, you can find it at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, if you've listened to the show at all, one of my most favorite documents is our U.S. Constitution. What our founding fathers gave us is just beyond brilliant. Any kind of adjective you would want to put to that just does not seem to do it justice. But I would say that I am grateful for our next guest. Judge Douglas Ginsburg is going to be joining us to talk about the Constitution and to discuss this new PBS series that, gets you into the origin, maybe some nuances, and help you appreciate that no matter what the view you have, it is a binding document that formulates our worldview and our discipline to continue this great American experiment. I mean, it is such a blessing. Judge Ginsburg, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be here.
Well,
is airing on public television over the next few months, the more or less perfect union, and I hope your listeners will be interested in tuning in after they hear us talking about it.
This is a must view to see this. What I grew out of this, Your Honor, is that just a broader appreciation, especially in a very partisan environment that we live in right now. Our founding fathers wanted the country to really be the epitome of a broad tent. They knew that people, I guess instinctively, they knew people were going to be drawn to this great American experiment, and it demanded a document that would be able to embrace cultures of the entire world, did they not?
Well, yes, of course. At the time of the founding, the country was very much a country of immigrants, no one had been here more than a few generations at that point. So that was very much a factor in the founders' thinking. But you know, Bill, the document, as you say, is probably a wonderful achievement, and I think it's properly been called the greatest secular document ever written.
Yes.
But the document and what we have now are really quite different because of so much pulling and hauling and tugging at the terms of the Constitution by the Congress, by the Supreme Court, that I don't think the founders would recognize the government that we have now or the Constitution as a practical matter that we have now. My hope is that we can recover some of that ground and restore some of the protections that were built into the Constitution.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would say that, what echoes through the millennia was that question that was put forth to Benjamin Franklin. Okay, what kind of government do we have? And he said, ma'am, a democratic republic if you can keep it, right?
A republic if you can keep it. And it was a very important statement because that was the challenge. And we have not entirely lived up to that, I have to say. The framers' original constitution was intended to protect our liberties by having a very limited government of enumerated powers, and those powers being separated among the three branches, so that the Congress would legislate, the president would enforce the laws, and the courts would adjudicate. Mm-hmm. And that's really changed a great deal since the founding, Bill. Notwithstanding the clarity of the structure in the Constitution, we now have a situation where most of our laws do not come from the Congress. The Congress delegates its lawmaking authority to some administrative agency. That agency passes regulations that have the force of law. In the recent Congress, there were 18 regulations with the force of law for every one public law passed by the Congress.
Yes.
So it's really a complete distortion of what was intended. And then in those agencies, many of them, far from having separation of powers, many of those agencies can not only pass the regulations, but enforce the regulations and then act as the judge as to whether someone's violated them. Madison, the father of our Constitution, called that combination of powers, quote, the very definition of tyranny,
close quote.
And that's a major problem today.
Yeah, and the other thing you didn't mention is that you also have the participation of what we would define as activist judges who come in and overreach. But yet there's no pushback, Your Honor. I mean, this continues and, we the people are standing by here. And I am indicting, the everyday citizen whose responsibility, I mean, the way the framers of our Constitution designed this is they really turned the org chart upside down. Instead of having the elites or a president at top and then everything, in a typical organization and the minions being at the bottom, the framers said, no, it had to be a government of, for, by, we, the people, which by definition puts us at the top of the food chain. But if we don't administrate and we don't apprehend that rightful authority position, then you have a government whose org chart has been turned upside down.
Well, there's a lot to that, Bill. You're right. And one of the ways in which it's happened is that we've gone from a presumption of liberty in which the government doing something to somebody that injures them in some way has to explain itself, and now we have a situation in which it's the citizen who has to explain himself. It really is a reversal of what was expected. The Supreme Court has been, I think, quite complicit in this over the years. Mm-hmm. In their so-called interpretation of the Constitution, which has often involved snipping little parts out and sometimes putting other parts in that weren't there.
Yes.
That's really quite a shocking revision of the Constitution. So I'll give you an example or two.
Yes.
Article 1 of the Constitution authorizes the Congress to regulate interstate commerce. And everybody understands that means sending goods from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 130 or 40 years, labor relations, manufacturing, mining, retailing were not subject to federal regulation because they were local activities.
Exactly.
Of course, the transportation of the goods was. But then in the 30s and 40s, the Supreme Court said, well, actually, it's anything affecting interstate commerce. And, of course, almost everything commercial affects interstate commerce. Anything you do locally may have an effect on interstate commerce. And that's why we got this huge administrative apparatus in Washington that we now have, with all of these agencies regulating some aspect of our lives on the basis that was really invented by the Supreme Court.
And, of course, supported by the bureaucracy, because as Ronald Reagan put it, as you recall, that's about the closest thing to eternal life in our government is the bureaucracy, right? Oh, Lord. But, Judge, how do we turn this around? Can we get it back into control and bring it more into alignment for the original purpose? Is that possible?
Well, Bill, that's really the question of the day. You hit the nail on the head there. What's happened over the last 30 years or so, maybe 25, while the court has been chipping away at our liberties and the Congress has been intruding well beyond its authorized powers, is that civics education has fallen to a low.
Your Honor, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Judge Ginsburg after this.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the Honorable Douglas Ginsburg. Judge Ginsburg joins us, and we're talking about Voices of Our Republic. This is also a book, but it's also a PBS series that is out this month. It's must-see. I would say this is you want to record it because you want to go back and review this over and over again. And let me say to you that this is a civics education that was missing. And especially in the current venues of our public education system, this is a much needed experience and commitment to our education that we need in this current environment that we find ourselves in, this 21st century America. Judge Ginsburg, as we were talking before, civics education is absolutely vital to the future if we are going to pass on to this next generation, you know, the freedoms that were intended by our founding fathers. We may have messed it up, but I think there's still a way to right the ship, right?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I think so, Bill. I spent a lot of time producing this program, A More or Less Perfect Union, the PBS TV show, on the assumption that and the expectation that a more informed public would resist this continual intrusion into our liberties, and schools have dropped civics education in many places. History has going by the wayside. There is some backlash now. The governor of Florida just mandated that civics be taught in every school district.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great development. So we're starting with the public television audience with this show, A More or Less Perfect Union, but it is also supporting an entire civics curriculum for 170,000 teachers around the country who
wow.
have signed up and are getting the materials. And there'll be some video each week and critical questions to for discussion. And there's another unit of four, I think it is, lessons for Black History Month, which is this month, of course.
Exactly. Right?
So I'm hopeful that we can turn this around if the public becomes as informed as we really need to be. And that companion book,
The Voices of the Republic, yes.
Yeah, that's the book, and it's available everywhere. Books are sold. That's a piece of the puzzle here. That's part of what we're trying to get across to people. There, you've got about 75 contributors with their thoughts on the Constitution. It includes several Supreme Court justices, Justice Gorsuch, Justice O'Connor, Justice Breyer, I think, Alan Dershowitz, the Sulzberger, the publisher of the New York Times. Very wide range of views.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus, the golfer. You got the golfer Jack Nicklaus. The actress Jeanine Turner. I mean, some everyday people. You know, I mean, when you say everyday, we talk about icons like that. But Gene Simmons, the musician. I mean, this is what I appreciate about this book, and along with the PBS special. Again, as I grew to appreciate that there's a breadth of understanding of what freedom means and how people are playing this out. You even get, we've got input from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not a relative, by the way, that you cleared up, because people say, Ginsburg, spelled the same. Is there some relationship there? So thank you for clarifying that.
No, that was that's her married name.
Yes.
She was not born a Ginsburg.
Yes.
But, that's right. What the book illustrates is the centrality of the Constitution to American life. And, you know, too many people have opinions about the Constitution but haven't bothered to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would need a lawyer to understand the deed to your house or the mortgage. But the Constitution was written for the public to understand and to be able to protect and assert their rights. And I think very few people, unfortunately, actually read it these days.
Exactly.
It's not even taught in many schools.
Well, our founding fathers cautioned us. They said, if you don't understand the law, then it's not written correctly, so to speak. That's my interpretation. And that purposely, whether it was Obamacare or other documents, I don't know, Obamacare, my head exploded. I kept trying to force myself to read it, and the conflicting statements in it, Your Honor, was just mind-blowing to me. And I don't know, I mean, well, it's no wonder that probably less than 10% of the lawmakers actually read the 2,800 pages of Obamacare.
Well, I would be amazed if 1% actually read it, because much of it wouldn't make sense just reading it. You couldn't understand what it's accomplishing. So they have to rely upon staff reports about what it was designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a sorry pass when not only the public but even our representatives can't get a handle on what is happening in their own chamber.
Exactly.
So that has to be corrected eventually.
A theme that you've been saying, yeah, a theme you've been sharing with us that we've held to on this show is that all policy and even elected officials, we need to ask the critical question, will it add or take away from our liberties? And I think this is one of the critical questions that we've abandoned for some reason, and this is why we're in the mess we're in right now, as you pointed out, just in one simple example.
Public kept asking that question, the embarrassing answer would be no, 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 and eventually legislators would get the message, and the courts. It's not possible to understand the law if the courts give it a meaning that is not something that an ordinary person would glean from reading the law, mm-hmm. particularly the Constitution. Let me give you a very recent example. 10 years ago, the Constitution authorizes a government to take private property only for a public use and if they pay just compensation. And that has that's been the law from the founding until 10 years ago. What's a public use? Well, obviously a school, a highway, a post office, even a railroad right-of-way can be justified as a public use. How about taking a bunch of houses, knocking them down? They're not slums. They're not blighted. To create a campus, an open field, so that a company can build office towers there and thereby provide more tax revenue for
exactly.
the city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a public use. And the Supreme Court said, well, okay, but it's a public purpose, and we know that because the city council voted for it. Well, a public purpose could be almost anything as long as the city council votes for it. And that was so out of line with the thinking of the country that 46 states have clarified to their citizens that they will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
the Supreme Court left it open for them to do.
Exactly. Well, a more or less perfect union, a personal exploration by the judge, explores the foundational document that governs those who govern us, the American Constitution. How did this come about?
Well, Bill, I've been thinking and writing about the Constitution for the last 20 years or a little bit more, and my capacity as a judge has exposed me to a lot of the things that we're talking about here today. And so when Free to Choose Media approached me about hosting something, a program on the Constitution, I was very keen to take this opportunity to make a contribution to civic education. It's an appropriate role for a judge, frankly.
Exactly.
So that's the backstory.
Well, and here we are, as you stated, when we first began our conversation, the hope is that our conversation, what you've done with PBS, will encourage people to reconnect with this founding document. I encourage people in critical holidays like, the 4th of July or Memorial Day, to pull out the Constitution and read it. In fact, there was a sweet story about a Fox host who would do that in his backyard. And, of course, we know that Charles Krautheimer since has passed away, but his son said that he's going to continue that tradition. And we've been doing that for the past couple of years as well, encouraged, because I would say on the show often, I would say, you need to get the Constitution and read it today. It's a quick read. It doesn't take that long, but it reconnects us with our founding, and I found it quite interesting as we go around and read it. You start seeing light bulbs turn on, It's pretty neat.
And anyone who does read it will see, they'll be reminded that there is a process for amending the Constitution. And it's not easy, but it requires a broad public support. 3/4 of the states have to ratify. It doesn't provide for amending the Constitution by Supreme Court interpretation.
Right. Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Judge Ginsburg has been our guest, A More or Less Perfect Union. It's out on PBS. Start taping it and sharing it with
now
all your friends and neighbors.
Now that the Fed's cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back on the campaign trail as Democratic presidential candidates prepare for Super Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now leads the pack after winning a tight race over Mayor Pete in New Hampshire's primary. When it comes to winning New Hampshire in the 2020 general election, Trump 2020 campaign secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News the president has his eyes set on New Hampshire.
We lost the state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota.
With the nation's attention on the coronavirus, the less flashy flu season has picked up steam again, causing a large number of infections in 47 states. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC. The latest numbers from the CDC show that flu activity in the United States remains high and widespread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I keep reminding people, you know, the good news is, yes, they keep trying to get away with it, but we know the final chapter. But nonetheless, we must continue to fight the good fight of faith, right? And thank you for joining in. I'm Bill Martinez at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And our thanks again to the Honorable U.S. Court of Appeals Chief Judge and Constitutional Authority Douglas Ginsburg for coming on the show to talk about this new PBS series. I mean, you can tell his heart is so much for the Constitution, and gosh, I just appreciate how he relates to that document and what he's sharing with us on that PBS special. It is rolled out this month, so as they say, check your local listings for it. A More or Less Perfect Union. You'll want to DVD it because this is something that you'll want to reference, because this is all about civics education. Civics today, sadly, that's missing from our schools, but it looks like the things that Judge Ginsburg has been doing, that a lot of the schools across the country are going to take advantage, and they should, because this is a powerful program, a great addition to our education, especially for things that have been omitted in the past. So as we can understand, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says, it's always education that precedes action, and we want the best action to be taken, so that's more important. And along that same line, our next guest is here to talk about his book, The Bible and the Ballot, The Bible scholar, Tremper Longman, is going to be talking about how to use biblical principles to make the best political decisions. So political decisions should not be in conflict with the Word of God. If anything, you should find a complement to said decisions, and and you will find peace in the process, believe it or not, in a very hectic political environment that we find ourselves in these days. Tremper, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill. Nice to be on with you.
Well, this book is so important. I got to tell you, I'm being from Southern California, there's a gentleman there who has a program called the Election Forum. And what he has done for the body politic for many years is produce a document that vets all the candidates' proposals in the state of California based on a biblical worldview. And I've told my good friend, that if we could only have this across the country, that there should be franchises, set up across a way to do it. But meanwhile, in the absence of that, we need to understand that there is a document that we can run against all the ballots, all the proposals, and that happens to be the Word of God.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. As Christians, we affirm that the Bible is the Word of God, and therefore it's our canon, the standard of our faith and practice. Now, the Bible doesn't give us specific public policy, but it certainly gives us principles that we need to work through as we think about those issues of public policy today. And even more, it should shape our attitudes, our dispositions, and also should, I believe, temper our rhetoric as we talk about these things.
Well, exactly, because the Word of God is clear, is that we must lead with love. And when we lose love, then we become oppressive. And this is what's happening in this environment, this cancel culture that we're in. We find ourselves as people of faith reflecting the culture more than being that salt that we've been called to be, and to be that counter to a culture that is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that key word there is love. I mean, Jesus said they'll know us by our love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Even when we're engaged in difficult political issues and discussions and debate with people, if our attitudes and our speech don't reflect love, as we stand firm for our commitments, mm-hmm. We're going to lose the culture rather than gain it.
Exactly. Well, there is that dynamic tension that's taking place, and people who have been, well-minded, but yet have not been vigilant to fight the fight of faith, that it's never ending. We need to understand that our culture is in a war, and the victims have been our families, our young people. I mean, teen suicide is through the roof. Marriages are breaking up. I mean, the church today doesn't even reflect anything special. You know, you can't even go to the church and say, wow, I want to be part of this church, because, the people that are married here are married for a long time. I mean, but the fact of the matter is that if the truth be known, divorce is just as rampant in the church as it is in the secular communities.
Yeah, and that is indeed sad, Bill. It always strikes me whenever I'm introducing myself to a new class or something, and I say, my wife and I have been married for 46 years, people start clapping, and I'm going, why are they clapping?
Right, exactly.
And it's like, and then you realize that you're exactly right, that Christians, see, even though I wrote a book about politics and how we as Christians need to think about issues related to the broader culture, I'm most concerned about, the purity of the church and how we might reflect Christ to the broader world. That's why we call ourselves, well, at least evangelicals, because we want to bring the good news to the people.
Exactly. Well, and we are the chosen instrument, flawed as we are, and God knew that, but he established the church that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. So there is a commitment and promise that God has made. The rest of it is up to us to participate and co-labor with God in his intent for the church. As you say, to be serious about what God said. He really did say it. He really meant it. And as he told Cain, which I say is that encouraging admonition that speaks through the millennia that if you do right, will it not go well for you? So there it is. I mean, is it going well for you? Are you doing right? I mean, if you can answer those two questions, you start getting on and understanding, you know, the heart of those questions. You start getting on the road to righting the ship and being a little bit more consistent. Not to be perfect. I mean, we're not calling for perfection here, but we're also calling for self-evaluation to where, you know, we check ourselves, as my friend would say, before we wreck ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right. None of us are perfect, to be sure. But that's why we always need to be ready to repent and offer forgiveness to others, right? That's that's at the heart of being Christians.
Mm-hmm. Trevor, how difficult was it for you to address religion and politics? I know when I came back to the radio, I've been off the radio for a number of years, and if you told me I've been doing a talk show at this portion of my life, I said, no, it ain't going to happen. But something happened, and here, I think it's about 12 years ago, I found myself back behind the microphone after being away from it for about 30 years. And what I felt God was calling me to do was to confront, you know, faith and politics. You know, the things that people said, you cannot talk about that. You know, you can't intermix that. That it just is improper and unpolite. But nonetheless, I felt this is what God called me to do, and I move forward. So, and it has been a challenge, and I'm challenged by people, and I'm sure you were as well when you said, hey, I'm going to write this book about religion and politics.
That's exactly right. And truth be told, it wasn't my idea. My publisher came and asked me a couple of years ago to write the book. And at first I was hesitant for a couple of reasons. But it was, one of the reasons wasn't that you shouldn't mix faith and politics. As people of faith, it affects all our life, including our political life. And so having been a professional Bible scholar for about 40 years now, I thought I might have something to contribute in terms of, you know, looking at the issues of immigration, religious liberty, abortion.
Well, Trumper, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More after this.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate
Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open up my heart.
Martinez, live.
Don't you love the capacity of God? I mean, it is amazing that it goes beyond boundaries. You know, we say we love America, we love Americans, we love the people that God has created. I mean, this is what it's all about, that we want people to attain the higher calling that God has purposed for each of us. I believe that's the opportunity. We're talking with Trevor Longman III, who is a distinguished scholar and professor emeritus of Biblical Studies at Westmont College. Great campus. What a gorgeous campus. I mean, if you have any doubts whatsoever that God exists, all you got to do is go to Westmont. Right? I mean,
that's right.
I mean, you go there and you just see that campus and you go, wow. I mean, it is absolutely exceptional.
College too.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Beautiful.
Right. Well, in writing this book on religion and politics, in a sense, did you feel like you had to be an arbiter, not necessarily an arbiter, but kind of a game official between these two dynamic tensions and say, okay, I got to set my own personal considerations aside and call balls and strikes here between religion and politics? Was that a consideration for you as you wrote this book?
Yeah, Bill, I wanted to be as honest as I could be with the text and avoid what often happens as well as I could, that is imposing our own pre-understandings on the text. So that's why in one of the first chapters I talk about, well, how do we interpret the Bible in order to derive these principles. It's really not as simple as picking it up and reading it and make a one-to-one correspondence, particularly with the Old Testament, where the people of God are a nation state, and today the people of God are a church drawn from many different nations. That doesn't mean the Old Testament is not relevant. It's extremely relevant to us, but we have to give some thought to it. And I guess I was both maybe a little bit encouraged about my goal, in that I found myself change my views, at least not totally, but in important nuances as I interacted with the biblical text.
Yeah, when you start with the theory to say, hey, can this work? And then you start implementing the theory for it to see how consistent it is. I mean, after all, you're starting with the Word of God, which is the same today, yesterday, and forever, right? So I think that's a good foundation to start with.
Yeah, well, it is true. And let me say, the Bible is true in everything that it intends to teach. So in that sense, yes, it's always the same. Sometimes our interpretations are open for discussion, not on the big questions of salvation. That's really clear. There's nothing that changes about that. But there is room for discussion about other issues that are relevant. So that's why I say I hope people read my book. I hope they interact with it, think about it. But, you know, and as I say in the introduction, I say, you know, I'm more than willing to learn from others if they present a biblical argument to me, not just say, no, I don't agree with the Bible on this subject.
Right. Yeah, let's advance the conversation in light of the premise that you laid out, you know, for the sake of enlarging one another and benefiting from the exchange, as opposed to just winning an argument or, you know, being, as I was sharing, I don't know, for some reason it came up last night, and I just said, well, it's hard to be reasonable. I mean, it's difficult to be reasonable with people who are unreasonable. I mean, you can't communicate with them because they're siloed and they're ideologues. And so, you know, the Bible's clear. The Bible refers to them as fools. And, you know, that's the thing that it cautions us to have discernment so that we're not casting pearls before swine, so to speak.
Yeah, that reminds me of Proverbs 26, 4 and 5. Which interestingly begins by saying, don't answer a fool according to his folly, or you'll be like him yourself. And then the very next line says, answer a fool according to his folly, or he'll be wise in his own eyes. So you got to figure out, you know, whether or not to engage in a discussion like that. If someone's just stubborn and unwilling to listen to anything, and, you know, it shows the importance of wisdom, too, which is important for our application of principles to specific public policies. You got to read the situation in front of you.
Exactly. When I read that those particular lines in the Bible, I came away, Tremper, with the idea that I didn't want to get it on me. You know what I'm saying? Is that when you get, you know, it's like, you know, coming in contact with a skunk, you get that smell on you.
Right.
And it's the same thing with a fool. You engage with a fool and your worldview is altered. Your perspective, you get that on you. And then it takes some reprogramming, you know, the renewing of the mind to say, okay, wait a minute. I got to go back, you know, to those things that centered me and reconsider my North Star here, to find some balance, because, sometimes when you run into fools, they can be pretty, pretty impactful and persuasive if you are not on guard and you are not set and your jaw is not fixed like a flint on the principles of God, right?
Amen. That's right, Bill.
Well, let's talk about, you say in the book that, well, you didn't say in the book, but in the notes here that I have, that there are three main ideas that you want the readers to take away. What are those three?
I think the first main idea is that Christians ought to read the Bible to derive these principles, attitudes, and dispositions. I think another important takeaway is be careful of making politics an idol and thinking that politics are going to solve all our problems. Not that it's not really important. I mean, I'm an expert on the book of Ecclesiastes, and it reminds us to put God first, and everything else will find its proper place.
Exactly.
And I think that one of our problems is if we think that politics are going to solve all our problems, then we're going to be let down, and that's what makes us frustrated and angry.
Well, politics is of man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So you're right. starting out with a false idol to begin with, you know. So
exactly. But we're all, you know, John Calvin famously said that the human mind is a factory of idols. So we always have to be on guard against that type of thinking. But again, I do think that it's really important for Christians to be a persuasive and good force within the broader culture, because you know God's will for our lives is not just because He wants us to do certain things; it's because He knows it's for our flourishing as human beings and as communities.
Right. Well, when you consider the history of this great country of ours, which is still very young, all things considered, 243 years, and you look at pivotal points, successes, and parts of our history that you can just go, wow, this is just awesome what happened. I mean, clearly, I see the hand of God. I see men and women of faith behind these movements. Just go right down it. And when faith and Christians are eliminated from the proposition, we seem to have lost, we lose our way, and it becomes a very costly expenditure. And I see this repeated, which is no different than anything, again, going back to the Word of God. I mean, the Word of God is a great book. I mean, it tells you, it says, look, if you do it my way, it's going to go well for you. You do it your way, good luck. And we keep repeating that, somehow thinking we're going to get a different result. But the results continue to be the same. Sooner or later, maybe we'll learn.
Yeah. And, you know, as Paul said in Ephesians 6:10 and following, we're in a spiritual war. It's not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual powers and authority. And against those enemies, we have things like our faith and prayer and righteousness and all of that. I mean, I think as we talk about war and culture, we need to remember that it's a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we head to the polls, Trevor, you and I could be talking all day long on this. This is really awesome. I'm so glad. I mean, this is a blessing to the body of Christ and people of faith that are looking for some sort of guideline. Maybe they don't have Craig Huey in their market because they're not in Southern California, where he's vetted all these political offerings, you know, from a biblical worldview. And maybe you do have some. There's some here in Florida that are doing this. But I wish we had something like this from coast to coast. But in lieu of that, your book, The Bible and the Ballot, Using Scripture in Political Decisions, is a true blessing. And so as we head to the polls, in just around the corner, some are already experiencing primaries right now. You know, what's your greatest bit of advice right now? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, I'd say pray for our country, pray for our leaders, and really dive into the issues through the prism of the Word of God.
Amen. Trevor Longman, distinguished scholar and professor emeritus of biblical studies at Westmont College. Trevor, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks very much.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.